Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again, and I bring joyous tidings. I say this with a gladsome heart because the Commonwealth of New Zealand is scrapping that invidious and hideous plan to prevent people smoking when they reach adulthood, because they were going to progressively raise the smoking age from 18 to 19 to 20 to 21, and people born after a certain year would never be allowed to enjoy smoking cigars or cigarettes. You know, smoking is not mandatory. So how about choice? And the people who want to deprive adults of their undoubted human right to do what they want of their own bodies are usually the very ones who say that choice is the murder of a defenseless victim. So anyway, this despicable usurpation of personal liberty has been done away with. Now, the former Jacinda Arman administration is gone. She's that overgrown university women's officer, just a complete bigot. She worked for Tony Blair. She'll tell you everything you need to know. When she's about 25, when she knew nothing about anything except for censoring people and hectoring people at universities. What on earth did she know? She'd never worked out some politics in her life. And they're mostly leftist politicians are like that. Wes Streeting is another bigot here in the United Kingdom, determined to murder as many children as possible, but then denounces the Conservative Party for, wait for this, not caring about kids' health, as though ripping a child apart is good for kids' health, as though stabbing a child to death is good for a kid's health, as though asphyxiating a child is good for kids' health, as though injecting a child to cause cardiac arrest is good for kids' health. But anyway, so back to this. So fortunately, this new government, new right-wing government, is actually safeguarding people's liberty and going to give them their rights back. So I'm delighted that that's happened. Chris Hipkins, who was the other New Zealand Labour Party Prime Minister, he's been booted out by the good people of New Zealand. So very sensibly, this is happening, partly because obviously there's a lot of revenue sold off cigarettes. Smoking is bad for you. No shit, Sherlock. Smoking kills. We have known that since 1950, okay? People can smoke advisedly. Life is bad for you because you die. Not everybody wants to live between to 250. I'm pro-life. That's not pro-immortality, okay? We can't legislate for that, yeah? So yes, you can smoke, and I choose not to smoke. So depriving someone of the right to smoke is just as bad as depriving them of the right not to smoke. So treat people as adults. I'm very glad that liberty has been defended because by these small usurpations, that's how totalitarianism begins. First, they came for the smokers. Then they came for the drinkers. Then they came for the meat eaters. Then they came for the chocolate eaters. Then they came for the coffee drinkers. Then they came for the tea drinkers. And then they came the whoever. And there'd be nobody left to speak up for you. You want to choose to do what you want to do with your own body. And then there'd be no contact sports because that's bad for your health, and no motorcycling or no cycling and no swimming and no whatever, because it's all dangerous. Okay. So anyway, why would you want to die in perfect health? Why do you want to actually get some pleasure out of your body and eat something you find tasty, smoke if you like, consume alcohol if you wish, strenuous exercise, having sex if you wish, possibly catching STDs, do what you want to with your body. It's not going to be there forever, yeah? Anyway, there was much rejoicing in liberty-loving circles. And of course, there are a few nanny staters. There are a few bigots and totalitarians who want to take away bodily autonomy and poke their nose into your body. Well, I say to people like Wes Streeting, get out of my mouth, Wes. Get out of my lungs, Wes. My body, my choice, not yours. Back off, okay? As though murdering children wasn't enough to satisfy him. His bloodlust knows no ends. And obviously, Rishi Sunak is just as despicable, a so-called conservative who's determined to deprive people of their bodily autonomy, and a control freak who's trying to control every single little facet of our existence, hyper-regulation. I mean, the government can't actually discharge its real duties of policing or whatever, of running the armed forces decently, of getting the trains to run because they run rail track, of getting schools actually teach and universities to function, or an immigration system worth the name. So to avert attention from all that, they will decide to poke their nose into private matters. So it's really just appalling, not allowing any personal freedom whatsoever. These are moral authoritarians. Anyway, so Rishi Sunak is going to do this. which is really just rebarbative and nauseating. And it's particularly cynical and sickening coming from a so-called conservative prime minister. Whatever happened to classical liberalism and the harm principle? Okay, you can do anything you want until you harm another. This is harming nobody else, the non-aggression principle. These are actually very patriotic, public-spirited people who smoke, who voluntarily pay an awful lot of tax, about 80% of the cost of cigarettes or cigars is tax. And yes, people die premature deaths, and yes, people die painful deaths. I know that. I know what death is, like everybody else. I've had friends and relatives who have died. I have seen their corpses. I have touched their corpses. I know what death is, all right? This cannot be prevented. It cannot be delayed indefinitely. So you're on this planet for how many decades, and you enjoy yourself whilst you're here, right? There are few pleasures that are worth foregoing for the sake of one extra year of dotage in a nursing home right at the end when you're mewling and puking and all the rest of it, and you return to a second infancy. So, yeah, the National Party has brought in these wonderful laws. I mean, the bigots and the nanny status, they had the nerve to call this smoke-free. Actually, no smoking oppression is what it would be called. Unfree is what it would be called, you know. So we're free of would-be dictatorship. So there's an ACT Party, Association of Consumers and Taxpayers. Wonderfully, they brought it in together with the New Zealand First Party, a party which is mostly for Maori voters. So New Zealand First is a magnificent, very laudable party, and they were the ones who really had this front and centre to stop the nanny status affecting this deprivation of rights. So I'm very glad that New Zealand has got this. Ideally, the bill will be killed in the United Kingdom. Sadly, I don't think so, because although it's apparently not going to be a whipped vote in the House of Commons, methinks that most Conservatives have really lost their moral compass and are going to vote for this. And certainly the Labour Party are extremely totalitarian on this one. They're so-called extremism. Well, this is extremism, if anything is deciding what someone may and may not put in his or her mouth. Every single puff of a cigarette is a choice. You have endless opportunities to give up. We've got more anti-smoking assistance than ever before. These smoking cessation courses, vaping, it's still harmful, but it's about 5% of the harm of real cigarettes. We lease a filter cigarettes. We have nicotine patches. We have all sorts of ways to give up and therapy and so on. So if anything, smoking restrictions should be loosened, not tightened. Moreover, oncology is advancing. These things are more survivable than ever. Our life expectancy is going up. So, you know, we should reduce the smoking age and so on, not increase it. Who else will stand up for liberty? And no, I'm not one bit ashamed. Yeah, if you think I feel guilty about this, think again. Okay, so liberty is going up in smoke. The law's not yet been repealed, but it's almost certain that it's going to be repealed. And it's really unconscionable that the government should try to take away people's rights to do what they want. I won't be morally blackmailed by these doctors. You know, I don't care just because I'm not a doctor. Back off. You won't tell me what to do. I'm totally unimpressed by your white coat. And yes, I know it killed people. I said that. Smoking numbers are going down anyway. We don't have to do anything. I wouldn't care if everybody smoked. You do what you want. Right. Thank you so much for my channel. So please, everybody, subscribe to me on Patreon and donate on PayPal, George Callahan, 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.